please, please, I am not an aggressive person. I don't like conflict, so please forgive me for this. Emotions
I'm
are trying.
Now, yeah, let me explain it, and okay. Then you, if you have any objections to it, okay. You can say so then. There's only one case mm-hmm. that's before mm-hmm. the courts in this,
what
and that
case
has been what has caused the reaction that you're having about this entire property.
I've been through this with Chuck, and I have checked this out. Each piece of property is an individual piece of property. Each property, from the time this has ever came up, has been treated differently from the history. My property does not fall into the Alkire's property. That is a private deal going with them. It does not have anything to do with this piece of property. Excuse me.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I've seen the letters.
Yeah.
I've seen the letters. But the thing is that Chuck has gone in front of three attorneys. He sat on my front porch and told me that I had a problem. He told me at that time he had been to three attorneys and not a one of them would make a stand on this. And on that one issue, I'm sorry. I'm not an attorney, but according to what I've got, that just doesn't justify. Each property is individually done. Am I correct, or am I answering your question without giving you a chance to voice it so others don't know what's going on?
You're explaining it all right. I'm just trying to inform the board.
Okay, I apologize. It dawned on me what you were trying to do.
And I think most of them are aware. I know Brandon's probably aware of it.
Yeah, Ms. Moore, I think what he's trying to say is, and I think he's trying to clarify.
Please, I'm sorry, and
no,
I apologize.
Fine.
It dawned
right.
on
you're
me when I opened my mouth
no,
after
that's
I
fine.
Finished.
You're fine. Just,
thank you.
Just let us go ahead. And
so I think what Danny's trying to say is, so this has, the Alkire Empire lawsuit mm-hmm. should have, in your opinion, should have no bearing on anything to change on your property.
That's correct.
Is that what you're trying to ask?
That's exactly where I was
thank
going.
You, sir.
On one piece of property, it doesn't have anything to do with the others that
yes,
haven't
sir.
Been settled. The case that I was talking about.
Now, I think the case has been done.
Yes, it has been settled.
The appeals, only of that stuff.
That's right.
Has Empire ever recorded anything on any of those other properties? Has Empire?
I don't know what the other properties have.
On your property.
On my property?
Has Empire ever recorded or anything on your property after that lawsuit?
I believe that, again, it's up to the entitled parties to make that decision. I've been warned not to get into legal explanation. Do I really need to answer that, Brandon? Because on that, it goes back to legal, and Chuck has not justified it. Through that case alone, he's talking about one individual property that has nothing to do with my property.
I think, and then correct me if I'm wrong, I think the problem here is, so the Board of Equalization's job,
mm-hmm.
or purpose,
mm-hmm.
or statute,
mm-hmm.
is to set valuation.
Yes, sir.
It's not our ability to change property lines either.
Excuse me. The thing is I was worried about that being a case. But you are changing the value of different lands. You're doing it according to the lot value.
Okay.
The lot value has gone down because of the choices that have been made to take it from 3.65 to 2, so I believe it does fall in your jurisdiction.
We can change the valuation.
Okay.
We can't give you back the 1.65 acres.
You took it away.
No, ma'am.
Excuse me.
The Board of Equalization didn't take it away.
But you're here to correct the errors, aren't you?
We're here to correct valuation.
Okay.
Not size of property.
So you're not here.
We do not have the ability to. I cannot take. The Board of Equalization cannot take property away from you, and it cannot add to your property. All we can do is set valuation. Does that make sense?
If you don't mind, so I make sure. To take away or...
Yeah,
or what was the other thing?
The Board of Equalization does not have the ability to add to or take away physical property size.
Okay. But...
All we have the ability to do is set classification, which changes the value. Classification would be from residential to commercial to agricultural, those types of things. And we have the ability to set the actual valuation at, we think this is only worth $40,000 as opposed to $140,000.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'd like to put it, make sure, I hope this is being recorded. I would like to know where I have to go to get this corrected, because this is something that I'm trying to choose my words very. I have worked with Chuck. He has shown me everything he's got, and I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. I think it's an error on his part, and I need this corrected. This is my property that we're talking about, or the entitled parties. It's not the counties, and it's not the accessors. And the accessor has made a grave error that, and when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, correct me if I'm wrong, it's my understanding that it doesn't matter who pays the taxes, that as long as they're getting paid, that you, like you said, there's no, they have no ownership in it. So I am asking this board, and maybe it still comes back to the same thing, to put the 3.65 back on, and Chuck is sitting here, he has the ability to do it, 3.65 back on until he can prove that it's not. Because that is county property that falls in county property. I'm a good taxpayer. I've always been, in fact, we can get Sheila in here and she'll tell you I am in there as soon as I get the thing. I don't want to go into other things that have been discussed because I don't want to waste your time or create any havoc, but.
Well, and again, we can only do what this board is legally able to do.
But how can Chuck change property, a whole thing of Chuck? I'm asking Chuck right here publicly to please take my property, the property that all entitled parties have agreed upon to be 3.65 that have been paid on for over 50 years by my family, to put the 3.65 on until he can get legal proof otherwise. Chuck?
The question was what? You're asking me to do it? Did you have a question?
I did.
What was the question? Legal proof?
Would somebody please repeat that to him, because I'm not real good about repeating.
I think what she's asking is, will you give her back her 1.65 acres?
Will you please tax me on the 3.65 until you can show legal proof otherwise, which you haven't been able to do up until this point?
Sharon, I've shown you the legal
proof. Yes, sir, and none of it's. I beg your pardon.
I've showed the county commission the legal proof. We don't, as Brandon says, the assessor doesn't take away and give the property. We go by deeds.
In the deed.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lawsuit. It wasn't on your property. It was the smaller property. But the lawsuit was all about a deed. And that it was ruled that that deed is valid. And I've had other attorneys look at it.
Which none of them would give you a letter on.
Let's don't bring them up.
Well, but you did. You just brought them up. So you said that you said on three attorneys you have got have not given you advice on this, will not give you a letter saying by law that this is what it is. They have not put anything out there formally to back up what you're doing.
I do have a letter from an attorney that says to do what I've done.
I have.
That it's all right to do that.
And you said you would get that to me, and would you tell me what that man's name is?
That would be Bill McCullough.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that I've got a letter from him that says completely different.
Can I see it?
No, sir, I didn't bring it with me. It's a legal thing, and I've got a letter to my family and the documentation, so that's no good at all. I think that I would like to see the letter, please, and you told me you would get it to me before the July 1st, and I have not received it.
Bill had to rewrite it, and I haven't even got it from him.
Okay, then you can.
He has written it.
So you don't have any approval.
But you have one from him saying, I can't do that.
No, I do not have a, I have things from the past.
Okay.
That will justify it. And I don't think that by saying that he hasn't got it here now, I am asking you until it is verified to put the 3.65 on until he writes that letter or you have a legal document that says that now you can go to 2 because I don't know the other 1.65 because the entitled parties of this property that you are talking about, you are taking something away from us that you have that has never been in question. You are taking and deciding something that the entitled parties have already taken care of. You're interfering in a deed process that you're not aware of everything that's going on. And you've accepted that for years.
Ms. Moore?
Yes, sir.
I understand emotions are high.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you're upset.
Yes, sir.
And I apologize.
That's okay. I'm sorry, too.
Unfortunately, this is not the avenue to rectify what you feel your issue is.
Okay. But I would like it on record, and I'd like a yes-no answer from Chuck. Just a yes-no answer. That's what I was really after, and thank you for bringing it back to me.
And that is entirely up to Chuck. As far as the Board of Equalization is concerned, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be delicate.
That's okay, honey. Do you just go ahead and say it like it is?
It does not pertain to the Board of Equalization.
Okay.
So if you would like a public statement from Mr. Fennell,
mm-hmm.
that is between you and him.
And I can't ask for one here?
You're more than welcome to ask for one here, but okay. This isn't necessarily the proper avenue for that.
Okay, that's still...
The proper avenue... My